Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into the Early Edge in 5. Now, I know many of you are probably saying, Coach, it's Friday. You don't normally do this show. No, I normally don't. But today, I canceled a tea time. Today, I put my personal life on the back burner. Because when I make you a promise at home, I keep it. Mike in the chat says this, front row seat for the beatdown coach puts on EC. That's exactly what's about to happen. Thank you, Mike. Let's bring in the stars of the show. You know them. You love them. We're going five wide. Let's get into it. Speculator, once again, doing what you do. So you, sir, have the floor first. You're up.
Yeah, we're going to start off here. San Diego State, Alabama, over 137. Now, I went to all the models I could again, because yesterday, all three models said the over in the Tennessee game. And unless Maestro doesn't like this, we're gonna roll with it, all right? Because Maestro was right on that one. We're going, the AI has a 143 prediction total. M squared sim has 141. The sports line sim has 140. We are all on the over here. San Diego State has done a great job holding both of their opponents in the tournament under 60 points. But that was the 12th seeded Charleston and 13th seeded Furman. Not the number one seeded Alabama, who ranked fifth in the nation in points per game at 82.3 points per game. But the big decider for me on this one was Bama's ability to get to the free throw line. They ranked 14th in the nation with 23 attempts per game and 16.7 makes per game. That's 17 points with zero time off the clock. That is really going to ramp up the points, and that's why we're on the over today.
You know, Speculator, you don't even realize it. When you're doing people a solid, you don't even know what you do. How about I read this from the chat? Matt says, I just realized that I placed Mikey's San Diego State Bama over 134.5 twice. Well, if you're going to accidentally double up on a bet, it's certainly preferable to do it on one with 4 points of CLV. Well, I don't even know what that last line means, but I know this. Speculator, you now made Matt feel a whole lot better.
You should feel good about that. You should feel good.
Right. Because right now he has it at 134.5. It's already up to 137.
Yeah. I think it actually even might even go. I think it's going up. I think it's right on the edge, depending where you go, 137 or 137.5. Which, by the way, I'd go up to 138, and that's where I'd stop.
He's a man. That's what he does. Matt, you're welcome. All right. Up next, Zach Attack. I saw a little post on Twitter from you the other day, and you said, remember when I said this about Kansas State? And then you got hot. Explain yourself. And also, what is your pick today, sir?
Yeah, I picked Kansas State for the regional odds on our show last week, too, with Coach and Larry. I don't know if you remember that, Coach, but 11-1 as well. But today, I'm going to take the Houston Cougars -7. I do recommend buying the hook against the Miami Hurricanes. And you look at the Miami Hurricanes, their first round, I think you have to evaluate their spread. The first round, just a 2-point favorite against Drake. Second round, they were the underdogs against Indiana. They shouldn't have survived against Drake. They were down by 8 points with 5 minutes to go. Were able to come back and get that win. And then you examine their tail end of the season. They came into this tournament not playing good basketball. They lost to Florida State. They lost to Duke. And they had two close wins sandwiched in between there, a 2-point win over Pittsburgh, a 2-point win over Wake Forest. So they came into the tournament playing ugly basketball, shouldn't have beat Drake, and then they beat an overrated Indiana team. We saw this all throughout the tournament. Big Ten got love ATS-wise. Indiana was a 12-loss team. Miami was the better team. But you go against Houston, team that's been there so many times. They are a better offensive team than they get credit for. And I just think they're going to pull away. Samson's one of the best in-game coaches in this tournament. They're going to find a way, the X's and O's wise, whether it's early, whether it's the middle of the game, whether it's late, they will pull away from this number. Let's grab Houston by the hook, -7.
By the hook. Taylor says, Zach told us, take K-State to the Sweet 16. Cast that one 6-1. Thanks, Zach. There you go, Zach.
I don't know if I said that, but I do know I said the regional and the future long shot 50-1.
The regional is Sweet 16, right? That would have to be, they'd have to go to Sweet 16 to win the regional. Yes, they would.
Well, yes, they would. Right,
yes,
right, right.
They would. 100% they would.
Right.
I've never.
But yeah, if you take that advice and take the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
That's go what for it. Go for it.
That's what he said. Yeah. I've never seen a team make it to the Final Four that hasn't gone to the Sweet 16. I don't think it's ever happened. All right. Now, EC, I know that you think you run the show, and I know you think that you should go last every single day, but there's a little problem because the last spot is called the Maestro spot. So you, sir, are not going last today. But I love your picks. I really, really do. I really, really do. So you, sir, are up. What do you got?
Well, thanks, Coach. First of all, I had Texas. I put Texas on the site, -4. I had to fade Sean Miller just because I dealt with years of torture with him in the NCAA tournament as an Arizona fan. Just can't anymore. So I see Najad had that on the morning show. I know that the Maestro likes it as well. So I also kind of like Texas. That's another play. But the two that I'm giving out today, Princeton and Creighton over 140.5. Now, Princeton, I'm still bitter about what they did to my Wildcats last Thursday, but they have scored 70-plus in 13 of their last 16 games. Creighton has scored 70-plus in 9 of their last 12. Creighton has 23 wins on the season. In 20 of them, they've scored 72 or more. Princeton has given up more than 70 points in all 8 losses this season, and Creighton has scored more than 75 in 20 of their 35 games. So what I'm all leading to is Creighton is scoring at least 75 tonight. I think Princeton scores, they're about 65. And I think it probably more than that. I say like 78 to 67. I think this goes over by about 5 points. I think this game is played in the 140s, and I think this total is a little low. And then tomorrow, I absolutely love this play. In fact, this is like not a bet your house play, but like if I had a house to bet that I really wanted to, I would consider doing the Gonzaga UConn over 153.5. So get this. Gonzaga is 29-0 when scoring 75 or more points this year. UConn is 18-2 when scoring 75 or more this year. Combined, they played 72 games, and these two teams have scored 75 or more in 51 of those 72 games. That's 71% of the time. I think they both score at least 75 tomorrow. In fact, I think it goes into the 80s. And we're playing in the 160s tomorrow. I love this bet, so take the over.
And it begs the question, you played Gonzaga under last night. As I told you, it would go to the over because UCLA can still score.
I had a chance. By the way,
I'm also an offline player.
I had a chance at that under.
It was close.
They didn't score for basket for 11 minutes.
But I want people to know at home that I'm not a savage. I'm not the fun police that don't want you to enjoy what EC has to offer. So here's what we're going to do. What is your – oh, we see it right there. At Cohen's Corner AZ, I encourage all of you, give it a follow. Because in about an hour, you're going to see some same-game parlays posted there. The same ones that EC wanted to play here on the show. So you'll still get them. You'll just get them on social media. Is that cool with you, EC?
I love it, Coach. I'm all for it.
There you go. I'm a giver. See, everybody wins. Everybody wins, except for those of you who play the parlays that will lose. But you'll still give them out. All right. Now, we've made this man wait long enough. Maestro, floor is yours, big boy.
Okay. In the NBA tonight, I'm looking at the Wizards and the Spurs, a must win for the Wizards. And Denny Avdija from Israel, 6'9 forward, great defender, but also a great playmaker with great vision. He's going to get 30-plus minutes because no Bradley Beal, no Kyle Kuzma. Him and Kispert are playing a ton. This is a great matchup for him. He had one matchup with the Spurs already, came off the bench to score 25 with 9 boards and an assist. He's averaged 29 PRA in his last 2 games playing these minutes. This is a cake matchup against a tanking team, over 26.5. points, rebounds, and assists, trying to go 6-0 on these props on the site. And then tomorrow night in the NCAA, this one, you know, Gonzaga burned me last night. I was on UCLA. They were my champion. Everybody knows that who follows us. But Bona being out, which I did not expect, I thought he would give him 20 minutes. That was huge because Timmy, you know, could not be stopped, and he was setting up everyone. And the offensive rebounds, 16 offensive rebounds. The Zags completely dominated the glass. Not going to happen against the Huskies. They rebound 78% of their misses. That's 27th nationally. They have Klingon, who's 7'2". They have Sanogo. They have Caravan. They have the size to play Drew Timmy one-on-one and not leave those shooters open. UConn's been the best team in the first part of the season, and now since February 1st, they are again the best team. They've blown everyone out. This won't be a blowout. It'll be tight, but I think UConn wins by 6 or 8. I'm going to lay 2 points, and I'm already seeing 2.5s.
All right. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is a recap courtesy of AB on the ones and the twos. This looks glorious to me. EC, Princeton, Creighton, over 140.5. We talked about it yesterday. Teams are not nervous anymore. That leads to overs. 3 of the 4 overs came in last night. Tonight, I think we'll see more of the same. At least 3 come in. This will be one of them. Gonzaga, UConn, over 153.5. That game is tomorrow. Then the speculator, San Diego State, Alabama, over 137. This is a gift, an absolute gift. Everybody thinks San Diego State's the same team from years past that just plays defense. They can score too. This is a gift, and Speculator found it for you. Merry Christmas. Then the Maestro, UConn -2 tomorrow. Then tonight, over 26.5 points, rebounds, and assists. But deny. Then Zach Attack, he's on Houston -7. He says, buy that hook. Lay the -120, -130, whatever your book has. That half a point matters most of the time. Gentlemen, let's be active over the weekend. Let's stay positive over the weekend, and let's see how that golf turns out as well. Scotty Scheffler, if you didn't tell me, it's your own fault, because I told you, don't bet on anybody else, just Scotty Scheffler. You guys didn't want to listen to me. He went 3-0, dominant so far. So with all that being said, it's been a really good week, but we're here every single day. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern time, AB and the crew continuing the Elite Eight, because that's what we do. We grind. We grind. With all that being said, there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these N5 tickets straight to the pay window for our entire crew. Love them all. Zach Attack, Maestro, EC, and my man, the Speculator. And AB always doing the work behind the scenes. I am the coach. Tell all your friends you want to have fun. You want to learn a little bit, educate, and entertain. You know all the sayings. It's what we're all about here at the Early Edge. And sometimes, yes, rarely, but sometimes, we do it in 5. Good luck.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.